This is The Naked Scientist with Chris Smith and with Kat Arney. This week we're talking about biomimetics, borrowing from biology. And it's not just popcorn that goes pop, incidentally, because bombardier beetles are known that way, because they quite literally bombard their predators with explosions from their rear ends. They can actually expel boiling liquids over distances of a few feet. And now researchers have worked out how they do it, and by copying their strategy, they're hoping to build better aerosols and also more efficient engines. And one of the scientists who's doing that is Andy McIntosh.
These insects, bombardier beetles, are found mainly in the hot parts of the world, although I believe they have been discovered even on the south coast of England. They can be as large as 2 centimetres, but usually they're a bit smaller than that. And they have in their backsides and a most amazing combustion chamber, Chris, which is about 1 millimetre long or smaller. And they mix 2 chemicals, hydroquinone and hydrogen peroxide, even before they come into the chamber. Nobody quite knows why they don't react in the very small tube that comes in. And in the chamber, there is a mixture now of catalysts, peroxidase and catalase, which cause the reaction to go much faster than it normally would, which then heats up the water, which is also there. It tries to expand, but it can't initially expand and it can't vaporise, therefore, and boil properly until an exhaust valve, which is just a bit of cuticle which won't really give way until there is a pressure rise sufficient to make it give way. And when that goes, then it basically suffers a vapour explosion. And this all happens in 1/400th or even 1/500th of a second.
So this is like you unscrewing the cap on a radiator of a car engine that's hot and the water's suddenly boiling when the pressure goes off. So
exactly.
This is happening in the back end of this insect.
All the time when it's doing this, yeah. And it will do it for about a few seconds. So you're getting a huge number of blasts. You know, if it goes on for 10 seconds, then obviously if it's doing it 400 times a second, you can work out how many blasts it's doing.
And why would it do this?
Well, basically, this beetle is being preyed on, at least creatures like birds, spiders, ants are trying to get at this creature, and they usually don't win. Very rarely a spider might be able to wrap it round in its web and eventually eat it, but that's rare. They're usually stunned by this horrible mixture, which is hot. And although they won't be killed by it, they'll be so stunned that they won't be able to do anything for a few moments, and then the beetle runs away.
It's an intriguing adaptation. It's amazing to think the beetle doesn't actually burn itself in the process. There must be some kind of adaptation that protects it. But when you sort of zoom in on the apparatus this beetle uses to do this, what does that tell you about how it works?
Well, as I mentioned earlier, there is an exhaust valve which doesn't give way until there's a particular pressure. And also you should note that there is an inlet valve, which is, as the explosion takes place, there is an expansion which causes the whole chamber to begin to pinch the inlet valve such that as it explodes, that stops more stuff coming in. But what we didn't realise was that there was an exhaust valve which was really made of out of a bit of a cuticle which would only stretch under a particular pressure. We reckon it's about 1.2 or 1.3 bar, but we're not really quite sure. Nobody's been able to get an instrument small enough to measure it.
The one thing that strikes me when you hear a story like this is you're saying to yourself, there are so many applications for what amounts to a spray gun. Could you copy this?
Yes. Just be aware, though, that people are already using this pulse combustion idea for engines. There is such a thing as a pulse combustor engine. And indeed, it was used, by the way, in the V1. The Germans didn't realise, of course, that that was the same as what was happening with the Beetle. So without realising it, people have been using this type of idea already. But what is unique about this, though, is that it gives a facility for, if we can copy it, for actually getting a spray of liquid and controlling the droplet sizes if we know how to get the valve system working properly. So rather than relying on a passive system, which is what the beetle does, we have introduced an active system whereby we control when the inlet of water comes in and the outlet of steam and water takes place. And we're able to actually use the idea of the beetle, not on the chemistry, but on the physics of this valve system, to be able to actually get some very unique spray gun, as you call it, applications.
Engines have to atomise fuel to get the fuel into the cylinder quickly and in a very widely and distributed and with a very uniform particle size, because that means the burn will be better. So I would think engines straight away.
Absolutely, and that's one of our major interested areas that we're developing. We know that we can, without using a huge amount of pressure to atomise the fuel, which is what usually happens, we know that we can do this with much lower pressures, albeit we're using a vapour explosion idea from the Beetle, so we are using some pressure, but nowhere near the pressures that people use at the moment. Also, there's aerosols and other applications which this could be used for, maybe pharmaceuticals as well.
I was going to say therapeutically, because there are instances where you want to get very uniform, very fine droplet, nebulized mixtures, for example, that will then be carried on the airstream deep into someone's lungs. Could you do something like that with this?
Yes, we think we can, although I think that's a little bit of a long way off at the moment, but we're pretty sure that just by using water, not fuel, obviously, as in the fuel injector idea, but just using water, we think we can use that as a spray which can produce steam and water, which actually cools down pretty quickly and can take a drug which is in solution into a targeted area in the patient. We're not quite sure yet whether this will work out, but we're certainly looking into that.
And that was Leeds University's Andy McIntosh, who's working with the organisation Swedish Biomimetics 3000 to copy the Bombardier Beetle's spray technique.
Thank you, Kat.